Patrick O'Donovan, Fine Gael Minister, is in our Limerick studio. Good afternoon, Patrick O'Donovan.
Good afternoon.
Well, look, we're talking about the election here, a comprehensive defeat. What does it say about Fine Gael's connection with the voter right now?
Well, it does provide McCugardigasian of Catherine Connolly as a buoyant starul to her family, to her supporters, to the five political parties that backed her, to congratulate her and to commiserate with my good friend and colleague Heather Humphreys. This wasn't the election, I think, as I said during the week, that people expected. I think people expected a Sinn Féin candidate. They didn't get that when Jim Gavin was in the field for whatever reason. And actually, I think, to be honest about it, Sinn Féin must be looking on after yesterday, saying this was one that they probably could have won. They didn't get a centre-left candidate from Labour or the Social Democrats, and they didn't get a right-wing candidate, even though
they might see a bit of winning in terms of the United Left now going forward. There's alternative. Have you presented them with that?
Well, they've already dissed that today for the Galway West by-election, but they've and they also didn't get a right-wing candidate from the ranks of.
Well, they haven't totally ruled it out now, have they?
Well, I'm talking about the presidential election. They didn't get a right-wing candidate either from the ranks of the presidential, from the Oireachtas, given that there were some openly to the right members of the Oireachtas who decided not to back Maria Steen, and obviously look, she has taken issue with that. People are entitled to back whoever they want to back, and more power to them. They're members of the Oireachtas and their mandate must be respected. And you know, we can have all of the examination that we want, but the constitution is very clear with regard to how a person becomes a candidate to run for the presidency, and there's only two mechanisms.
Should it change?
I think this is something that we'll have to look at into the future. It hasn't been a mechanism that for the last number of years has done us any harm. We had, I don't know how many candidates we had the last time, people were saying there was too many. The time before that, people were saying that there wasn't enough, and now they're saying there's not enough either. Our constitution is something that is, has stood us well since 1937, and you know, sometimes when politicians go tinkering around with it, they don't get the answer that they want to get.
You're open to looking at it, are you?
Actually, we're open to look at everything, particularly given the fact that 200,000 people went out yesterday, the day before yesterday, and cast their vote for none of the above. And it was an appallingly low turnout as well then as well.
Now, Maria Steen says that was a big rebuke.
To who?
To the establishment, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that because...
Why not?
Sinn Féin had the opportunity to put forward a candidate and they didn't, as I say.
Well,
they
supported Catherine Connolly.
At a time that Jim Gavin was a candidate ever before he left, and, so did the Social Democrats, so did the Labour Party. Like, we ran a process internally and we came up with a candidate. Our councillors were party to that, and our councillors asked that direction be given, for instance, to make sure that we had a candidate and backed a candidate. That's what it is to be a member of a political party. Other people that aren't members of political parties can go alternative routes through the independents and otherwise, and a lot of independents decided in this election that they were going to back, for instance, Heather Humphreys, and some independents backed Catherine Connolly as well. Fine Gael doesn't have a majority in any single local authority in the country, so other political entities and political groupings and parties like Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil, they took similar decisions, and that is what system that's there at the moment. Whether or not there's been a different system is something that will obviously can be looked at, but at the moment the constitution is very clear with regard to how a person is selected.
Look, we'll just look at this campaign for Fine Gael. Do you accept it was a terrible campaign?
Fine Gael's vote in this election, given that we're the only party to field a candidate, has gone up by 10% from the last general election. Now, I heard Maria Steen's summation. I didn't hear all of it because I wasn't in the studio for all of it. She didn't mention the fact that our vote went up by 10%. So that's.
But you're still going to have a review. Fine Gael review starts on Tuesday. What will you be looking at?
But sure, we review every election we review.
Needs to be reviewed here?
Well, just if you let me finish. In the last three elections, we've gone into government after every election, and we always review the campaign looked like. But from a standing position of 20% to come out with Heather Humphreys achieving almost 30% when every party on the left was united. I mean, you could say that Catherine Connolly's 63%, and you know, it is a resounding victory, but to whom does it belong? Does it belong to Sinn Féin, People Before Profit, Labour, the Greens, the Socialists, the Communists? I mean, to whom does that vote belong? And one of the things I would say that is clearly evident is presidential elections are totally unparalleled from general elections. In 2011, Michael D. Higgins got a massive vote. In 2014, Labour were wiped out. In 2016, that wipeout continued. So you can't extrapolate a presidential election into the future with regard to a local election or a general election. The two things are totally incomparable.
Well, I just want to go back to that review. Will you be looking at your selection of candidate?
We had a selection process that first of all commenced very early on, and Mairead McGuinness was the person who had emerged from that. Our selection process is laid down by the party under the Ardesh, and it's the members of the party make the rules of the party, and that has always been the case. Mairead McGuinness then unfortunately had to opt out due to illness, and we could have under the rules of the party, the leader, and he has spelt this out several times, so some people have obviously in many cases chosen not to hear it, or other people just chose to ignore it. He could have imposed a candidate, or he could have decided not to have gone ahead with a process the second round, time round. But we did. So we had actually
You went ahead with the process.
So we had
Sean
two processes.
Kelly told Journal.ie that when he put himself forward, it was almost like Kelly is putting his head above the parapet. Cut it off as quickly as you can. Is that the way Fine Gael does business?
No, that's absolutely not the case at all. I mean, like, there are winners and losers in elections, and Heather Humphreys is not a winner today, but in a selection process is the very same thing. You know, the selection processes also have winners and losers. Sean made it very clear during the initial process against Mairead McGuinness when he opted out that his future was in Europe and that he felt that he could do more in Europe, and he referred to John B. Keane's references to a day outside Kerry was a wasted day, and more power to him. He's, you know, he's doing a very good job in Europe. Then Mairead unfortunately got sick and Sean came back onto the field again, but he still couldn't convince members of the parliamentary party to back him. That is in itself is a process. I can't make it any simpler than that. When a person can't convince somebody to vote for them, that's the very same as knocking on your door and asking you to vote for me.
Well, Simon Harris backed Heather Humphreys 100%. Is Simon there damage for him?
Simon Harris backed Heather Humphreys when Heather Humphreys was the chosen candidate of the Fine Gael party, 100%, as you say, which is what any leader of any political party would do. And it stands in stark contrast to every other political party I decided to opt out. We were the only political party to contest this election in a meaningful way. Like, Fianna Fáil contested a candidate and then, you know, they didn't select a candidate. And that's their prerogative. I mean, all the parties of the left, for one reason or another, decided to come together. And I think an awful lot of that had to do, in fairness, with Jim Gavin's entry from a Dublin point of view. But I'd say this morning, Sinn Féin must be looking on and saying this was definitely one that we left behind us.
OK. Minister Patrick O'Donovan, thank you. Well, there is fallout too for Fianna Fáil. This election is the party's worst ever election. Did the selection of Jim Gavin raise questions about Micheál Martin's judgment? Well, Fianna Fáil Carlo Kilkenny TD John McGuinness joins us now. John McGuinness, what's the mood in the party this afternoon?
Party members are extremely disappointed. Disappointed by the selection process or the lack of selection process, because they were not consulted. Councillors were not consulted. TDs were not consulted. The National Executive was not consulted. So as a result of that inaction, we have arrived at a situation where the campaign itself turned into a shambles. We now stand today at 17%, which is the exact figure that we were at back in 2011. And we do have to look at the structures within the party, but we also have to question the leadership team, which is made up of the Taoiseach, some unelected advisors, and Fianna Fáil headquarters.
So it's the leadership team. Jim Gavin was Micheál Martin's pick for your party. Does it land more on his lap?
It does. And I think that the selection or presentation, if you like, of Jim Gavin came at a time when leadership team decided that Billy Kelleher should not be the candidate. So they announced Jim Gavin's candidacy. And that in turn caused a vote. There was a contrived majority following that meeting. And Billy Kelleher, I voted for Billy Kelleher, but he didn't stand a chance given the campaign that was waged against him and for Jim Gavin. And then the rest followed when Jim Gavin withdrew. I think that the whole election for Fianna Fáil was exposed. The weaknesses in their systems, the weaknesses in the campaign, and it was just a shocking embarrassment for members of the party.
Well, Eamon O'Queeve said before the election the Taoiseach has gone past the natural sell-by date. For you, when's that sell-by date?
Well, I've expressed my view on this before, but I think that the presidential election has underlined the need for Fianna Fáil to reinvent itself for the future. The policies that have been pursued by the party are gone by their sell-by date too. We have stopped responding to the public need. We have stopped responding and representing those that are less well-off in society, those that we claim to represent. And I think that we now have to go back to supporting people in their difficulties, setting out a policy for the future, not being afraid to challenge Europe on the decisions that they are making that are impacting on our national policy. And that is what Catherine Connolly did. That was her appeal right across the board. I voted for Catherine Connolly, and I believe she will be a good president. And in all of the very poor remarks and the campaign that was waged against her, she held her head, as she did when she was last Ciarán Comhairle of Dáil Éireann. And the majority of members of the House at that time elected Catherine Connolly, and she did not. She filled out her position, as she said last night, to the very best of her ability, including and was inclusive. So what the opposition to her, including Fine Gael and some in Fianna Fáil, were doing during the election was attempting to smear her against a record that stood for itself.
Well, John McGuinness, you're saying that Fianna Fáil needs more appeal. Do you need a new leader then?
In due course, yes.
When?
Well, we firstly have to examine what happened in this election, but I think it's quite clear what happened. And I think it's quite clear what needs to be done sometime in the not too distant future.
Well, when is the not too distant future? Because Kildare South Fianna Fáil TD Sean O'Farrell was suggesting on the back of your parliamentary party meeting into what happened with Jim Gavin that it would come into focus after Ireland's EU Council presidency ends in December of next year. Do you think it should happen sooner?
Quite frankly, I don't think the party can wait until then. I think the party must reflect immediately on what happened and take the appropriate steps. But I would also suggest that those that are in power within the small group of the Fianna Fáil party and government, that they know what needs to be done and that they should reflect and that we should have an open discussion within the next 10 days on what needs to be done for the future to correct what has happened, to prepare us for the future, and to better represent the country that has elected us to do the business for them in Leinster House.
We're saying 10 days, immediate, appropriate steps. What are those steps?
To identify exactly what happened, and that's easily to do, because right across the country, 62% of people voted for Catherine Connolly. Humphreys was half of that, and then Jim Gavin was 7.6. We made serious errors of judgment. And we have brought a big political party back to 17% from a time where we did enjoy at some stages 45% of the support of the general public. That needs to be addressed.
Is Micheál Martin's leadership part of these appropriate steps?
Of course it is, yes. Of course it is. We can't talk about the future or about what happened in the presidential election without discussing the type of leadership that brought us to that point. And then we must discuss what type of leadership will bring us to greater success with the electorate for the future. And to ignore those two questions will be sticking our heads in the sand and will be causing further detrimental problems for the party itself. And I emphasise again, councillors, TDs, senators, members of the Fianna Fáil party, national executive, were not asked or not part of any process to select a candidate. And what we were presented with within the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party on that morning was to vote for either Jim Gavin or Billy Kelleher. And that was on the back of a very intense campaign carried out by the leadership of the party to get what they wanted.
Is what you're saying the widely held view in the parliamentary party?
I would say it's the widely held view, yes, in the parliamentary party. How you approach it may be different, but the outcome is that they need, that the membership in general believe that they need a root and branch change in all of this. They need to reflect on their leadership, their policies, and what has brought us to a point in a presidential election that we ignored our responsibility to the electorate. The responsibility of a political party is to play its role for the country within a democracy. And we treated that in a very shabby way and approached it in a way that resulted in us participating in a shambles as far as the selection and the election was concerned.
Fianna Fáil's John McGuinness, thank you. This is a landmark victory. Well, so said Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald after Catherine Connolly's election. But what does it mean for the parties who backed her and for the broader left in Irish politics? Well, Dublin Midwest Sinn Féin TD Ona Brin is with us now. Ona Brin, a landslide, 63%. What does it mean for yourselves, Labour, the Green Party, Social Democrats and People Before Profit?
Well, firstly, this is a really positive victory, first of all, for the country as a whole, north and south. Catherine Connolly has received the largest mandate of any presidential candidate in the history of the state. Over 900,000 people voted for her. As you say, 63.4%. She received more votes and a larger percentage share than any other presidential candidate historically. That's a huge credit to her, because obviously this was her campaign. She was an independent candidate supported by a range of parties, Sinn Féin included. I also think we all have to take a part of the credit because we all fought this campaign very hard on the ground in every single constituency. But I think most of all, it's a victory for the values with which Catherine and the wider campaign, ourselves included, advocated. Values of neutrality, of peace, of robust opposition to genocide in Palestine, values of equality, social justice, inclusion, particularly on big issues out there in terms of housing, cost of living, and the poor treatment of people with special needs and disabilities. Promotion of the Irish language, and crucially, and I think this was a really central part of Catherine's campaign, the positive role the president can play in the ongoing conversation about Irish reunification, particularly given the fact that we could well have a referendum north and south on ending partition during the lifetime of this presidency. That message of hope, that positivity, I think is the reason why almost a million people voted for Catherine Connolly. And therefore, to answer your question directly, I think what that shows is when those of us who are strongly opposed to the failure of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and what they're doing in government set out a positive, united vision of hope for real change and all of those issues that matter to people, then I think we can win. And I think that's what happened this weekend. And now we have to move on to the task ahead, which is convincing even more people, particularly those people
who aren't yet convinced. Well, how do you do that? How do you do it? How do you pull all the parties together?
Well, I think we've shown throughout the course of this dull term how you do that. We've done it in terms of the row over speaking rights. We've done it on key issues around housing or campaigning for better treatment for children, for example, with scoliosis. And we've shown it in an electoral contest. And I think it's about working together. We're not all the same. The political parties and the independents who back Catherine Connolly all have distinct identities and party programmes, and that's entirely legitimate. But in fact, if you look at the campaign we ran in my own constituency in Dublin Midwest, we had a really strong ground campaign. We all rolled our sleeves up, we mucked in together, we canvassed, we leafleted, we postered, and we delivered a huge result. Catherine Connolly got 20,000 votes in this constituency over the weekend, more votes than Michael Dee did in the last two elections. So obviously, political parties will continue to have our distinctive positions.
But how do you pull them together?
We have just demonstrated that in one election. We will continue to work together in the Oireachtas in the time ahead.
And is there and a credibility? Is there a credibility here as well in terms of you have parties like Labour and the Social Democrats? Do you need to hear them saying that they won't go into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
You see, the entire conversation over the last 20 minutes in your show has been negative. And yet, what's really important about Catherine Connolly's victory yesterday is the positivity. I think what you're going to see from the opposition, and particularly the progressive opposition in the time ahead, is greater cooperation and greater advocacy of the solutions that are required to fix the problems created by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. We've just had a disastrous budget. We have a real cost of living crisis. We have a public who are being let down on issues of housing, healthcare, childcare, education, support for children with special needs, mismanagement of the international protection system. But what the people out there want isn't more negativity and introspection. They want us to set out how we are going to fix those problems, how we are going to make this a better republic for everyone. And I thought Catherine Connolly's speech yesterday after the announcement was made was pitch perfect. She wants a new republic for all, not just the people who voted for her, not just the people who voted for the parties, but the people who came out in very significant numbers and spoiled their votes because they're angry and frustrated too. And I think we have to take that lesson for the entire opposition and convince people the problems in this country can be fixed. Now, ultimately, that's a matter not for a president, but for a future government. And we have an important job of work to do in the time ahead to convince the maximum number of people. If you want housing fixed, if you want healthcare fixed, if you want international protection fixed, if you want to ensure that work doesn't result in poverty but results in improvements in the quality of your life, then the combined progressive opposition, with Sinn Féin playing a central role in that, has the solutions to those problems.
Okay, and well,
heaven and earth to fix those problems, as we did to elect Catherine Connolly.
Ono Brin from Sinn Féin, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Well, after the break, City West and going back to work after breast cancer.